Episode 92, Firefly 3, Second Best. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the ChatGPT Report. I'm your host, as always, Ryan, and I'm excited to bring you the latest AI news in less than 15 minutes from a normal person. Remember, I'm as normal as they come, a sales guy in construction. So, what's going on today? Well, before that, let's get a quick ad break in.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, what's going on? We have a bunch of smaller news items, two creators of the week, and then a one I'd call medium news item, and then finally, Firefly 3, the real review. So, let's get right into it. So, let's get right into the little news items here. I'm recording this on the Wednesday. Obviously, the show comes out on Thursday, but what is Wednesday the 24th? So Rabbit, the little AI, basically a humane AI competitor, if you would say, but it's got a screen, has come out for a lot of people, and it actually got shipped out today. So I'm not going to have a total review on it because, again, the real reviews have not come out yet. We'll have much more of an opinion on that next week. But I will get you a general overview that there have been some interesting thoughts. People are already kind of like, well, what about this? What about this? And I have to say, one of the biggest things I'm already seeing, and what I thought about even before the AI, the humane AI pin came out, is, you know, you got your phone, your wallet, your keys. Are you really going to add another one here? And to the point here, Rabbit R2 is what we're talking about. If you want to Google it real quick, or if you already know about it, that's fine. The thing that kind of amazes me is the iPhone and smartphones in general really are just the kingpins in this. I mean, it does everything you need it to do. How do you add on to that? And I don't know if the R2 is really going to be there. I understood the humane's angle, which is, hey, you don't need a screen, put it on your shirt, but that ended up kind of faltering and falling apart pretty quickly. But the R2 is just, it's another gadget. So I really don't know the adoption that'll happen here. Again, I'm trying not to be too critical because I get these guys are trying to make these cool things, but I just don't understand the application for it. You know, am I going to just turn back to my phone as always? So again, that was a little long-winded, but I have my doubts on the R2 and I just, you know, the Rabbit R2, and I just keep an eye out for it. Let's see what goes on with it. Let's see what small things we can chew from it that might be coming down from years from now that might work out. But I said this earlier, I really do, now that I'm starting to see the reviews, I'm really starting to read into Humane, the AI pin, as well as the Rabbit, I really do think these are some things that might be on the Goodwill shelves of AI tech in the next couple months, if not years. I think they'll be relics of an old time past here. So those are my thoughts on those two things. And again, if you have a different thought, shoot me an email, thechatgptreport@gmail.com. Next little news item, OpenAI and Moderna are announcing a partnership this morning. This is Wednesday. According to the Wall Street Journal, they plan to incorporate AI into their efforts to design 15 new products over the next 5 years. This is a test flight for deep enterprise integration. We'll see how that goes. We'll see what Moderna and OpenAI do. I'm curious to see, is it just data analysis? Is it kind of how they're incorporating it? That's a very broad term. I feel like yeah, I use the correct verbiage there. Broad is very, we're integrated into the next 15. What does that mean? So, thirdly, Meta has a new Meta AI on its search function, and it's causing a little bit of frustration, but overall it doesn't seem too bad. I guess the only difference is it might be learning, so careful what you're searching for. I really don't understand it because people are being frustrated from it. I think it's more of an overreaction than anything. If you're on Instagram at all, you'll notice there's been a big change in there. Instead of the search function, it's like, hey, search AI. But I didn't think it affected anything. I just think it was just that's interesting. Keep an eye out for that, though. Fourthly, Apple has an event on May 7th. Looks like something for the iPad, maybe? Not so related, but I bet they'll talk about something interesting because I saw a little stat here that Dylan MCD8 mentioned that there have only been two Apple events ever in May, and one of them was when the MacBook was announced 26 years ago. So maybe it's something big, or maybe it's something that at the end of the day we're not really going to care about. But I do like the stats on that with the May thing. Well done. Thanks for that one, Dylan. I also definitely think it has to be AI. It has to be, right? Like, come on. Fifthly, Llama 3 has apparently ascended into the AI model rankings, but Ryan doesn't really believe it too much. I hate how they rank those. If you know what I'm talking about, they have a sheet there and like, it does better than this math and this. And it's all these use cases. I'm a little cynical about it. I'll be honest with you guys. I get cynical about this stuff because I just get so sick of AI groups going, look, we beat out this margin. Did you really? Was it your own study? It was probably your own study. So you'll be catching that news out there. I take all that stuff with a grain of salt. Also, take my cynical advice with a grain of salt there too. So such is life. And then sixthly, I got something I wanted to talk about. There is a little bit of a lull in just the AI space, I'd say. Someone else on X had mentioned it too. They were like, does it feel like it's a little lull? And I was like, yes, I completely agree with this. It might not seem like a lull, but I do think there is a little bit of it. And I wanted to give you guys this advice. We're advancing so fast with all this other AI tech that this is a prime time to work on some of the tech that's already out there and refine and start testing the limits of the tech that is there before the next set of huge AI tools come out. I say this because there's already like some low hype coming out for GPT-5, but in the meantime, don't forget about the tools that are already here. Don't get caught searching for the next big thing when a lot of the tools are already here, and refining them now will pay off in the near future. That's my advice to you guys. Keep looking at the tech now and dig into it more and while there's just kind of a lull in the news cycle, okay? Now, you get that one for free. So take time, do some studying, and get to it. I have two creators of the week here. The first one is Chara's Power AI, or Pierrick, on X. And he posted this a week or two ago. He posted a phenomenal prompt for Midjourney, or just for any. I use this in Adobe as well as DALL-E, and it worked out really well. A prompt for gaming and game design. And the prompt, again, I'll post this on X for you to view so you don't have to write this one down, is, quote, set of isometric, and then it was in quotes, you put your elements description. So for my example, I put sets of isometric. I left it there and I forgot what I was going to say. Hang on. Let me slow that down. Let's repeat that. So I put, let's re-quote it. Quote, set of isometric, and then I put space base for game, comma, low poly style, comma, white background, comma, low poly, comma, 3D, comma, high quality, comma, professional lighting, end quote. And it comes out with some fantastic renderings, especially if you're doing game design of any type, because it gives you so many different options and things to choose from. It's not just a one and done image. It's literally a whole world. Guys, it's freaking good. You can pick and choose what you want, and you can change the prompt in Midjourney. It gives you a ton of different options like it always does. So if you're designing a game, definitely use that one. Again, set of isometric, in quotes, elements, descriptions for what you're trying to do. For game, low poly style, white background, low poly, 3D, high quality, professional lighting, end quote. Really good one. Thank you for that one. Congrats on being the creator of the week, Pierrick. Awesome, awesome stuff there. Secondly is Alan D. Design came out with a, quote, Beats from Latent Space, and it was being a full AI trans album. I listened to it, and it's excellent, as what the title says there. It's exactly what you think it is, too, the trans AI music. I loved it. Thanks, Marco, for putting this together. And I'm loving this kind of new creators of the week coming from the art of music. It's not just, hey, we're looking at images. We're now, hey, this creator of the week is doing music. And he mentioned to us that he used Udio Music AI and Adobe Audition for mastering it. So he didn't just put it... I love this stuff. AI didn't do everything for him. He had to add his twist onto it, and that's what I love. He didn't just use AI to create it. He used AI, then enhanced it with a personal touch. Exactly what I think AI should be doing. So awesome stuff from AI and Design. Earlier I put Alan D. Design. It really is AI and Design, and I'll tag him in our show notes there. As well on X. So again, that's AI and Design at AI and Design. I've got one medium news item here before we get to the big topic is big tech giants such as Google have always targeted enterprises, and with recent business-focused AI updates to Google Workspace, the impact of AI software for B2B applications is a top priority for companies looking to modernize their workflow. The new AI tools, like Google Vids, are designed not just to streamline tasks, but to transform them into more intelligent, automated processes for businesses. The shift towards the AI integration in business operations is a major leap forward for B2B operations, helping to make processes more efficient and personalized while highlighting the growing importance of video content in marketing and communication strategies for enterprises. Just a quick one there. I thought that was, again, you're seeing all these big groups going after the B2B, not necessarily just the B2C, which is business to consumer. So I liked that. That was pretty interesting there. Finally, what you've been waiting for, or you've already tuned out, but for those of you left, Firefly 3 came out, and I think my overview of it, real quick before we even get into the paragraph, is it feels like a generative AI version of bad stock photography. The big adjustments here are super realistic models, integration of Firefly Photoshop and InDesign, new generative fill that allows reference images, and generative background. Now, on paper, those are massive upgrades. I think Adobe is headed in the correct direction. But what is hard for me is the people on X and LinkedIn touting it as amazing just for the clicks, and it's only been out for maybe a day. I am so sick of the second a tech drops, it gets high praises, and it's never even been tested. Like, give me a break, guys. All for the clicks and likes. Maybe that's why my channel is on the smaller side of things. But nonetheless, I've been in this space for a long time. Since ChatGPT came out in late November 2022, I was there for Midjourney in the beginning, and DALL-E as well in those years. And when it first came out, and man, those things look so Stone Age now compared to what we have today, especially the Midjourneys and DALL-Es. And being that early, I've been able to see those products grow over time. I remember when Adobe came out with their generative fill, and it was the bee's knees. Everyone wouldn't shut up about it. But then you played with it, and it wasn't that great. A lot to work on still there. Now, let me get to my take on it from what I'm seeing. Let me give you the honest review, even though you probably already just heard it. It's good. It's not great. I said this earlier. It feels like an advanced stock photos. If you've never used Tect Image, you'll be impressed with it. But when you find other generators, you'll see what I mean by saying it's not the top of the line. But consider it isn't Photoshop, and using those tools has its advantage. So I can't dog it for that. So it's got, because a lot of editing can happen in Photoshop after you've created the image. And it is $22 a month, which is more on the expensive side of text to image, which is ChatGPT is $20, but you get ChatGPT and DALL-E, and Midjourney Basic is $10. Now, with that being said, its interface is extremely user-friendly. And when we reviewed Firefly when it first came out, I said that that would be the best part about it. And I still agree with that. Midjourney's issue is that it can be a little technical, which isn't bad, but you have to do some homework. Also, asking to type words is really bad. I couldn't get it to type me out words in the prompts. And Midjourney used to be really bad at that, but now Midjourney seems to be better than Firefly on that. So they've kind of flip-flopped, I think. But the generative fill compensated for it just a little bit, because I could change, you know, I could generative fill and say, hey, change this to this. But then when I tried to do it, it couldn't even get the word spelled correctly. It was even worse the second time. So wasn't a huge fan of that. Overall, I always say test it out for yourself. But from my point of view, I'm continuing with Midjourney. I think Firefly is closing the gap, but it's not where it needs to be right now. And I want you guys to, you know, I feel like I'm acting like an influencer here, because I'm telling you guys, oh, don't listen to the influencers. You're saying it's all great, and then I'm kind of dogging it. But I really want you to get your hands on it. I think it's nice to hear what people have to say, but especially in this text to image, you really need to get your hands dirty, because only you can really test the limits of it. For my application and what I'm using it for, it's not worth it. Midjourney is king and will continue to be king in my mind for that, with DALL-E even as a second, and then maybe Adobe as a third. But you also have to remember, I'm generating images, making a couple minor edits to them, and then sending them out into the world or working on them. I'm not doing as much Photoshop as I think some of you guys would, and maybe that works out for you. So again, it's your own style. But for me, Firefly 3 still falls short. And that's my take on that. And I worked on it for quite some time too. So this wasn't just I made a couple images and called it a day. So that's what I got for that. Guys, thank you as always for listening. Rate and review and subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss a new episode every week on Thursdays, with interviews typically on Mondays. Follow on LinkedIn and Twitter at ChatGPT Report, the purple logo. And I'm much more active on X and Twitter than I am on LinkedIn. Please send an email, thechatgptreport@gmail.com, if you'd like to be interviewed or just have something to say. Team, I got some fun interviews coming up. I'm right back to the interview game, so we'll have 3 or 4 coming up in the next 3-4 weeks. See you on Monday. Take care, y'all.